Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about duty or delight. Because if we can define what is our duty and what is our delight, and those two can become the same, then we know that love truly makes the difference. Listen to what Matthew writes in chapter 22, verse 37. He says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Think about that. Love the Lord your God. Now, that assumes he's your God. With all of your heart, no room for like 99%, all of it, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. So in other words, everything that is you and your entire being. The sergeant growls, "Now do it." And that's an order, muttering to himself. And the soldier stoops to the assigned task. "Do it. That's your order." Well, you know, we know without order and without direction, we can just literally fall apart. But isn't it ironic that the greatest command from our commander in chief is a command to love? Listen to it again. Love the Lord your God. Listen to something else. Love your neighbor as yourself. The law of love supersedes everything else. It's that greatest commandment of which Jesus speaks in Matthew 22, and which became an overwhelming passion of a great believer in the past, Thomas A. Kempis. Listen to what he wrote. "Blessed is the man who knows what it is to love Jesus, for Jesus desires to be loved alone above all things. Love him and keep him for your friend, and he will stand by you when others depart. When Jesus is present, all is well and nothing seems difficult. But when love for Jesus is absent, everything becomes harder." How dry and hard you feel without Jesus. I have proven that true over and again in my life. Thomas A. Kempis goes on and says, "How foolish and empty when you seek anything apart from him." He says, "He is very poor who lives without Jesus. He is very rich who has him for his friend." You know, my friend, as you look at this day in 2021, keeping the great commandment is as easy as falling in love. And love is the supreme motivation for service. Whether you're washing windows, cutting lawn, bathing kids, fixing faucets, you'll seldom find these items written into a contract. And yet millions of spouses do these and other chores without being paid a cent. Why? Because they love one another. Encouraging, nurturing, testifying, giving. These are just a few of your responsibilities as a follower of Jesus. And whether you view them as a duty or a delight, I guess depends on the degree to which your love for the Savior is today. So the question I guess I would ask is, how's your love life? You know, I was in a counseling appointment a week or so ago, and I looked at a fella and I said, "You know, I can tell you right now how much you love Jesus." And he said, "Well, how?" I mean, he was just flabbergasted. And I said, "Because you can love him as much as you're willing to, because he'll take all the love that you'll offer." To the degree that he said the most important thing in the world to do is to love the Lord your God with all that you are. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. God bless you, and we'll see you back soon. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.